One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. Here we go. Podcast number 108, and this is my 2-year anniversary birthday podcast. Welcome back, my friends out there in podcast land, listening here to the One Hand Speaks podcast. As you know, I am Alejandro, and well, basically, I'm celebrating my 2-year podcast birthday. And when I was thinking about this podcast, I thought, oh, it's my 2-year anniversary, but I'm solo. It's kind of the birth of the podcast. I thought, oh, maybe I'll just go with a 2-year podcast birthday podcast and just talk about, I don't know, whatever it is that I want to talk about. What kind of things does One Hand Speak about? And basically, initially, I'm opening up with, well, it's my 2-year mark, a 2-year point. I believe that I started this podcast 2017, May 19th or May 16th, somewhere in that time frame. And when I was looking at the date, if I would have said that last week's podcast was my 2-year anniversary, it was more days away than this one. So I chose this one to be the podcast that celebrates my 2-year mark, and it's my 108th podcast. So for you Buddhists out there, 108 is such a great number in the Dharma. And if you're not Buddhist, that's fine, because 108 is generally great. And I'm just saying it is, so here we go. I think it's just a great time to celebrate a little bit. 2 years of running a podcast, recording every week. I've been very consistent. I've really enjoyed doing the podcast. I still enjoy doing the podcasts. But as you know, if you've been listening, my life is changing quite a bit. In this time frame, excuse me, actually, right now I am sitting in my room and everything's a mess and it's almost emptied out. Everything's pretty scattered because I'm moving apartments. We're just moving 4 apartments down. I like where I live, and we're going to have to make some kind of move in the bigger picture, my mother and I. But in the short term, it'd be nice to stay in the apartment complex, don't move too far. But moving is difficult. And then I also am at a new job. It's been a temporary promotion. It's a 120-day temporary promotion. Those are real popular in the federal government. And today my temporary boss told me that most likely she's going to keep me. And that's worthy of celebration because I've been looking for a new gig for quite some time. So now I can say that I'm actually going to be staying at this new job. It's great. It has a lot of Macintosh tech work, IT work, and I can still do some design work. I get to keep my Macintosh. I do some video conferencing stuff. I never thought I'd be doing that, but that's part of the job. And some website content management, digital signage, things of that nature. So this job really encapsulates a lot of my skills, far more than just doing design work. So this is really great. I'm really excited. I do get paid more. I make a little extra scratch, and that's nice. That's a nice thing. But I'm at a new job and I'm moving. It's like someone was telling me two of the most stressful things that people can go through. And there are times it has been extremely challenging. And then also today I've been moving cubes. Like somebody occupied my cube at work. They heard I was leaving and somebody moved in. So I got to go over there and clean stuff out. It just seems like my whole life's in transition. And then even other aspects, starting to do Aikido, I'm not going on my Buddhist internships because I have a new job and I'm moving. So that's really Everything is changing for me. And that's good. That's good. It's a good place to be at 50. I've spoken to people about it, and my Zen priest, Tisha Bell, who's now a Zen patriarch of the Rinzai Zen, I'm going to go see him this weekend at the Mount Baldy Zen Center for the Aikido Zen Retreat, which I used to go to every year when I had my dojo, but I haven't been there in 8 years, so it's going to be a really good coming home for me. This is a great combination of the Aikido and the Zen, and you know, my Zen priest is going to be there. He's now a patriarch, so it's going to be fantastic. However, I'm moving, right? It's just everything is really challenging. I was talking to him not that long ago, and he said, you know, Alejandro, 50 is a great time to reboot, redesign your entire life. And you know what? Obviously, I took that to heart. So I'm taking a break from moving and packing and going to the storage unit and the secondhand store making donations and cleaning and all of this to kick this podcast out. And it's, excuse me, it's really just, well, it's a birthday podcast. My podcast is 2 years old. And I thought, okay, everything's in reboot mode. I think I'm going to reboot my podcast a bit. And I've been talking about doing some other stuff, you know, about doing a little more vlogging, you know, with some video logs, and just spending a little more time taking videos and getting up on YouTube and linking that up with my website. And you know what? Honestly, changing the nature of the One Hand Speaks podcast, not so much not talking about one hand. Okay, there was a lot of double, triple negatives there. It's not that I won't talk about certain qualities of one-handed life. However, I think I'm going to open up the podcast a little bit to encapsulate a little more of my life experiences and cut a little more funky edge in the world of Alejandro. I had a TV show about 15 years ago, 18 years ago, maybe. Was it that long ago? Called Alejandro's Sushi Theater. Yeah, I was putting more life on a plate than you can eat. Chop, chop. Chop. So I thought about upgrading my YouTube page and having a little channel in there called Alejandro Sushi Theater, and I just talk about the weird things that I do outside of living life with one hand. Maybe talk about some Moldavite, some Aikido, some Buddhism, and just basically champion the life kind of stuff. But it's a little hard to think about right now because, wow, moving and new job. So much going on. And that's one of the directions I've been talking about for a while, is to spend a little more time making some videos, getting up on YouTube, and talking more here about my travels. You know, I've been to Indonesia. I've been to Singapore. I went to Malaysia for the World Championships of Public Speaking. Last year, I was in Russia. This year, I'm going back to Tibet and China. That's a month away. That's when I would like to open everything up. But I might just start doing stuff earlier in preparation of that. It'd be nice to do some vlogs on the fly, you know, get out there in Tibet and just do some stuff while I'm in Tibet, just check in with all of you and just get a little more video rolling and match and pairing that up with my podcasts. And I had a great time in the Czech Republic and Austria and Finland and Estonia when I had a speaking tour in 2015, but I also did a lot of Moldavite stuff. And I'm not going to explain too much about Moldavite. I'm going to just let you all figure out what it is and check it out. That's Moldavite, Moldavite. And those kind of things. This is funny. I actually was talking to a friend of mine about getting up on YouTube. I have a lot of people telling me I could do real well on YouTube. And I thought, oh, maybe I'll have a channel called Mama and Me and just talk about spending time with my mom, living with my mom and doing things with my mom. So funky. Funky chicken. And those kind of things. So let me do that one more time. Funky chicken. So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. I'm feeling slightly auditorily celebratory. and just pretty happy that I've successfully run a couple years with my podcast, and I want to start pushing it a little bit more, you know, doing a little more marketing, that kind of things, let people know what I got going on, and let them listen to what's flowing. And that's about that. This is more of a check-in podcast over 2 years. I kind of want to sing happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday, dear One Hand Speaks podcast. Happy birthday to me. People say I'm not a very good singer. I know I'm not, but I love doing it. Whoa, I love doing it. I love doing it. And at the same time, I'm not really feeling like getting off the podcast, getting off the mic right now. And I'm looking around my room, and I have a lot of work to do. I haven't stopped moving since Friday. All night, Friday night, all day Saturday. Wow, all day on Sunday, and then worked all day on Monday and taught Aikido at night, did more moving. It seems like in all my spare time, all I'm doing is packing, cleaning, moving, running to the storage unit, getting it all together. Wow. It can be a lot of work. And that's simply life. That's what my mom and I got to do. We got to move. What can I say? Life has its way. Life's got away. We made a move. So yeah, my life, this podcast, it's a birthday podcast. It's a celebratory podcast. It's great to celebrate 2 years doing a podcast once a week. But I do want to mix it up. And in the midst of all that, I have so much going on. And I haven't been able to see any movies lately. The last movie I saw was Endgame. Endgame. Yeah. Opening night, Oklahoma City. That was really a special treat. I was on a work training, Macintosh training. Yeah. So yeah, Boise, Idaho, rocking it, and hoping to get a lot done today. Sometimes it can be a little tough when the timing's off and the podcast has to get done. So I'm just sharing where I'm at with all you guys and all you gals, and see what's coming up for the future. I really want to start mixing it up, and I'll let you know. I'm getting ready to upgrade AlejandroAnastasio.com. I'm just going to push myself online and YouTube and just kind of do that. So One Hand Speaks is going to take a little bit of a shift. Not that I'm not doing that much speaking. I actually took about a year and a half off to straighten some stuff out, and I just scored a gig in Indiana. Back hometown Indiana, Bloomington boys out there, some good friends from B-Town, old school, Eric and Sean and their sweethearts and family. And yeah, it's just going to be a really good time, really good time. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited to do more speaking in general, but got to get things in line, got to line things up and set things in order to take off. And with that, my friends, thanks for tuning in over these past 2 years. I'll keep you posted. I got a transition month, and then on my way to China. Yeah, it's so funny. A long time ago, I actually saw a clairvoyant. He's a local boy out of Caldwell. You know, I think 80% of all clairvoyants are charlatans. Not that I don't believe in that. I totally believe in that. I just think most of them aren't for real. But this guy is 100% legit. Whoa, he set me back. But he said I had some connection with China, which later made sense. This was probably like 19, 18 years ago. And then once I started studying Buddhism, it really became very clear. But he was so excited. He's like, yeah, there's something. I see you. There's something about China. China! He got so excited. And yeah, I've been spending a lot of time in China, so I'm excited to go back and get to Tibet. And by the time that's rolling, I'm going to have things flowing for my new reboot, since my whole life's rebooting, it's time to reboot the podcast. So with that, my friends, it's time to check in and check out. We'll see you next week. Ho, ho, ho. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.